On the eve of an economic summit with Pacific Rim leaders President Bush and China's President Hu Jintao met today in Thailand, and North Korea was the main topic of discussion. U.S. officials say that President Bush proposed a strategy for moving forward on multilateral talks with Pyongyang. The U.S. hopes to stop nuclear proliferation by North Korean leader Kim Jong-il, but the president says that Washington will not sign a non-aggression treaty with North Korea. The North has said such an agreement is a condition for dismantling its nuclear weapons program. NPR's Vicky O'Hara is traveling with the president. She joins us from Bangkok. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning, Leanne.
So what exactly is President Bush proposing with respect to North Korea?
Earlier today, before his meeting with the Chinese president, President Bush said that a formal non-aggression pact, in his words, is off the table. But he did say that he was willing to consider the possibility of some kind of written assurance to the North that the U.S. doesn't have any hostile intentions. After the president met with Hu Jintao, the Chinese president, two U.S. officials said that the other four countries involved in the nuclear talks with North Korea, that's China, Japan, Russia, and South Korea, would have to agree to anything that was put in writing. And the other conditions, they said, is that whatever is agreed would be an agreement involving all six countries. It would not be an agreement simply between Washington and North Korea.
So why the insistence on getting the other four countries, China, Japan, Russia, and South Korea, to sign on to an informal non-aggression commitment?
Well, as the two U.S. officials explained it, bilateral agreements with North Korea in the past simply haven't worked. The North broke the 1994 agreement that it made to halt its nuclear program. So they say that last weekend at Camp David, the president decided that if anything is put in writing, it has to be an accord that involves everyone. The idea is that if North Korea then went back on its word and failed to dismantle its nuclear weapons programs, then the consequences would be far greater because it would be breaking an accord not just with Washington, but with all of its neighbors, including its friends China and Russia.
President Bush is in Bangkok for the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. The other countries engaged with the North Korea issue are there as well, with the exception of North Korea. Are more meetings expected on this topic?
Absolutely. The president is having breakfast tomorrow with South Korea's president, Nomu Hyun, and he already has met with Japan's prime minister, Koizumi, on the way to Bangkok. And you can bet that there will be meetings with Russia as well. Secretary of State Colin Powell's here in Bangkok, and he undoubtedly will be discussing this issue with his counterparts on the sidelines of the summit.
Is North Korea likely to go along with anything less than a formal non-aggression agreement?
You know, that's really hard to say. North Korea is so unpredictable. Yesterday, the North said once again that it must have the treaty in return for getting rid of its weapons. But North Korea is under tremendous pressure to compromise. Kim Jong-il desperately needs economic aid and investment, and there isn't going to be much forthcoming unless this nuclear issue is settled. Even Russia and China indicate they're fed up with the situation. They don't want nuclear weapons in North Korea any more than does the United States. And unlike Washington, they do have some leverage. North Korea is desperately poor, winter's coming on, and the North depends on China for most of its energy needs.
The president had another bilateral meeting with Thailand's prime minister. What came out of that discussion?
The president used that meeting with Thaksin Shinawat to thank Thailand for its support in the war against terrorism, including the arrest of one of the alleged masterminds of that terrible bombing attack in Bali last October. The president also announced that the U.S. is going to begin negotiations with Thailand on a bilateral free trade agreement. And he said that the U.S. has designated Thailand a major non-NATO ally. That allows Thailand to purchase more U.S. military equipment.
Vicky, you know, the APEC summit is supposed to be about economics, but every year it seems to be overshadowed by political issues. Is it true this year?
Oh, yes. This year, as last year, North Korea is a big political issue, and so is terrorism. U.S. officials, as we were coming to Bangkok for the summit, said that Washington is going to try to convince the other APEC members to broaden the agenda for the association to include security issues as well as economics. The rationale is that in today's world, because of terrorism, you can't treat the two separately because security is so important to economic stability.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara in Bangkok, Thailand. Vicky, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.